Hello again there, folks. So I saw a thing recently on social media, which was an Iranian talk show, and the subject that they got into was that if they were to strike back at America for the assassination of General Soleimani, then who would they actually strike back? Now, it's the thing to get into right from the start here. Is that for the Iranians, Soleimani was a sort of a mythical figure. He was a national hero, a folk hero, if you like. And so they are looking at it from that much more traditionalist perspective. And this talk show, they're looking at America from Iran, and they're asking, well, who would be the equivalent of that to attack in America? Who is there? Say the Iranian Secret Services carried out a hit on. So who is the American folk hero? Who is this quasi-mythical man in America who the people love and adore? And which, if he was assassinated, would result in some sort of severe trauma to the American psyche. And they came up with a complete blank. They came up with saying, well, there actually isn't anything, as you can see on the tweet. There was a video as well, but it wasn't translated, so I didn't bother putting it into this video. America has no hero that we can target. It's a huge country, but no real heroes. Who are we going to assassinate there? Spider-Man? Or SpongeBob? Now, of course, they're having a bit of a laugh there. I don't think it's as bad as that, but it is a, when you sit back and you think it over for a bit, who is in America who could who if they were murdered would traumatize the American population and severely wound the American identity? The fact is, I can't think of anybody either. If we start off with, say, a politician. Then you there's that doesn't start you, that doesn't go anywhere because the country is the left-right divide, which is in all Western nations, really. I mean, I'm not, it's not like I'm having a go at America. If this was in Britain, then it would re the only people I can think of would be the Queen and David Attenborough. But in America and in the left-right political divide, if they carried out a hit on, say, Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, then people on the right would be probably quite happy about it. They would probably laugh a bit. They would probably be angry about the breach of security, but none of these figures, and they wouldn't care that much, none of these figures actually encapsulate the American spirit. And it goes without saying that if they managed to take out Donald Trump, the left in America would be. They would be cheering it on in the streets. They'd be ecstatic about it. And so what the left-right divide does, as opposed to a centralized dictatorship regime like Iran, is where the population is permanently divided against itself. And so there's no overarching hero it's impossible for one to. I mean, perhaps Martin Luther King, but that was largely synthetic, and largely that mythos was largely a product of the elites being imposed on white America, I would say. I don't think that was organic at all. So there's not really anybody in the political realm who, if they were taken out, then the American people would be deeply traumatized by it. So then what you are indeed left with is to have a look at pop culture icons in America. And I thought this through. You may disagree with it, but I came up with, if the Iranian Secret Services were to go to America and carry out some sort of hit to on the American icon, the American myth, as encapsulated by an individual, it probably would have to come down to Clint Eastwood or Dolly Parton. So in this, I mean, it's a bit of a it's just it just says a lot about America. And yeah, I don't think Britain is much better off, but some people mention Tom Hanks, there are probably a couple of others out there, but in so you're looking at the from a traditional, very religious society in the Middle East, and you're looking for who you could seriously culturally decapitate the American way of life, if you like. That what is the great symbol to be torn down in America by the some sort of special ops by the Secret Services infiltrating America? And yeah, you're probably left with taking out Clint Eastwood or Dolly Parton. And this, to me, says something quite a lot about the nature of American society, where there are no national heroes because they have a purely capitalist and, you may say, nihilistic and trashy culture. That seems harsh, but I can't really put it in another way. And as I say, I think Britain is pretty much in the same boat. So how do you get there? How do you get to that point? Well, it is, the dichotomy is really stark here, because Iran and the Middle East in general is much more mystical and religious than America. America is mainly the complete opposite of it. And you could say that, leave the people aside, then they could maybe blow up some national monuments, because there are national monuments in America, these landmarks, where if they were taken out, it would have a severe effect on the American mentality. And I think that probably is the case as well. But what's interesting is that when we look at these landmarks and what they represent, they do actually represent this classic liberal post-Enlightenment set of values. It's all about liberty and freedom and individualism, and which, as Julius Evola pointed out, results in materialism and capitalism. So in a way, the culture, this was embedded in the American DNA. Whereas a more traditionalist society, you can have that kind of mythical figure. You can't, because it's a different set of values. You're coming at it from a completely different place. So when you've built your society on individualism and property rights and freedom, it does, as Julius Evola said, in this arc of civilization, it lends itself to individualism, and that lends itself to materialism. And you can see that in this advanced stage, that's kind of taken over America, that it was there right from the start. And I'm reminded of the movie Watchmen. When in Watchmen, they had a go at it. It's actually playing around with the idea of having mythical figures in America. They're sort of hot, the quasi superheroes, and they're there to fight for the American dream. And it collapses around them, and there's anarchy in the streets, and they ended up getting fired. They ended up getting given the boot by Richard Nixon. But the point is that the comedian character and somebody else, one of the other watchmen, are on the streets, and they're saying, well, one of them says, whatever happened to the American dream? There's chaos, there's anarchy, there's blood in the streets. Whatever happened to the American dream? And the comedian replies with, well, it came true. You're looking at it. Now, this is quite a bit exaggerated, but the point of it is that the anarchy and the capitalism, which has just overwhelmed America, the materialism, it was embedded in the DNA of the nation right from the start. And what that results in is something which is the complete polar opposite of a more traditional society like Iran, which is, I mean, in many regards, too far gone. It's too far in the other way. And so it's fascinating that Julius Evola kind of had this mapped out. And that's why I mentioned him in this video, because he would be probably more sympathetic to the bastardized form of spiritualism in Iran than what he would in America, because in America, it's completely devoid of that. It's completely devoid of anything beyond the material. And when you go so far down that route, into this purely pragmatic, materialistic worldview, purely secular, where it's based on individualism, you do, it's the antithesis to traditional, to the traditional form of society. And there's not really any way for anybody to become a great hero. It's divided against itself on multiple fronts. It's impossible for a great folk hero to rise, and be sort of capture the imagination of the people. Even in the past, that it's difficult because even if you go back to something like the Civil War, you have that divide again. You could have some war leader, I suppose. But I'm not too sure. Even someone like Patton was a controversial figure. JFK is a possible contender for having been that in the past. And then look what happened to him. So America is a society which seems incapable of having genuine heroes. And I would say that that was encoded into the very fabric and the founding myth of the nation. Prevents that from arising, and it's in complete stark contrast to these more mythical regions in the Middle East, which the American liberal capitalistic empire now finds itself in a permanent war, leaving aside certain other actors on the stage here who've made absolute hay from this the capitalism in America, from this love of money and from the individualism. You put a coherent team in that, and they are going to have an absolute field day, which is actually another reason why, in this late stage America, this behemoth of degeneracy and greed and corruption now finds itself sort of brainwashed and at war with older, more traditional parts of the world. And it was there, I think, right from the beginning of the inception of America, which some people say was all about Freemasons and stuff. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But it is impossible for then the Iranians to say, who do we attack? Who do we go for? There isn't a figure there. There's just money. And individuals looking out for their individual needs. So thanks for listening, folks.